Science of Being. What a tremendous heading! The whole textbook has been the science of being. So all the association paper has been the science of being. The works of Jesus are now understood, and your leader says, in this revolutionary period, like the shepherd boy with his sling, woman goes forth to battle with Goliath. The Goliath, with all its bullying suggestions, went down when our leader put the leaven into science, theology, medicine. The testimony of the material senses has been questioned and proven to be elusive, and now your courageous leader is daring to say to the world, you have made the same mistake that Ptolemy made. You have believed your senses and have had the world stand still, and now believe the senses and have soul in body, life in body. Divine science is absolute and permits no halfway position in learning its principle and rule, establishing it by demonstration. Matter, examined in the light of divine metaphysics, disappears. Divine metaphysics, as revealed to spiritual understanding, shows clearly that all is mind, and that mind is God. Hence, all is in reality the manifestation of mind. Mrs. Eddy has told us that the human concept is sometimes beautiful, always erroneous, and that a Christian scientist never deals with matter, changing bad matter into good matter, dealing with young matter or old matter. The science of being shows us that all is infinite mind. Summing up the whole science of being, we find this: undisturbed amid the jarring testimony of the material senses, science, still enthroned, is unfolding to mortals the immutable, harmonious, divine principle, is unfolding life and the universe, ever-present and eternal. Every statement in this chapter is one to ponder. Permit no intellectual, high-sounding words. Eat the little book quietly, and in this quietness of digestion, in this deep calm of meditation, the soft message comes. Be still and know that the ego is God. The chapter ends with the scientific platform, with 32 sections. She says, if you understand the 32 sections, you have the rock of Christ, and no Goliath can ever touch you. At the end, she says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Love God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole of man in His image and likeness. Divine love is infinite. Therefore, all that really exists is in and of God and manifests His love. So the science of being rests on love.